Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I got a couple clips here, and I'm not sure. Are 9 and 14 the same guys? Are both of them Putin, but then the one is the translated version, and then the one is the Russian version? I think that's the case. So, look, we got a serious issue here, but let me just play what Vladimir Putin said and then respond to that. So here it is, translated, clip 14.
Recently, we've seen and heard discussions at high levels in the UK and US about allowing the Kiev regime to strike deep into Russian territory with Western long-range weapons. It seems this decision is either imminent or has already been made. These are certainly extraordinary developments. I'd like to ask you to comment on what's happening. There's an attempt to substitute concepts. We're not talking about permitting or prohibiting Kiev from striking Russian territory. They already do so with drones and other means, but using Western-made long-range precision weapons is a completely different story. As I've said before, and experts on both sides will confirm, the Ukrainian army is incapable of conducting strikes with modern Western high-precision long-range systems. She can't do that. This is only possible with satellite intel that Ukraine doesn't have. It's data from EU or US satellites, basically NATO satellites. That's the first point. Second, and crucially, only NATO military can input flight missions for these systems. Ukrainian soldiers can't do this. So it's not about letting Ukraine strike Russia with these weapons. It's about deciding if NATO countries are directly involved in the conflict. If they decide yes, it means NATO, US, and European countries are in the war in Ukraine. That's direct involvement. This drastically changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean NATO, US, and European countries are at war with Russia. If so, given this change, we'll respond based on the threats we face.
So, aside from the obvious potential escalation, and that's kind of how these things develop, Russia and Ukraine has kind of been out of the news for a while. I mean, Ukraine just did blow up a Russian skyscraper. We showed that the other day. But Russia, Ukraine's kind of been out of the news, really, as far as it being a serious issue. But that's kind of how these things, it's just like, boom, it's like the flip of a switch, and then it's the next escalation. But here's the obvious question, I think. Aside from the potential of an escalation and then where it goes from there with Russia and Putin, very serious rhetoric there directed at the West. Who's running these policies currently? Who is currently in charge of running these policies? Who is currently in charge of foreign relations, foreign affairs, foreign policy? Who's currently in charge of communications with foreign regimes, either Europe, NATO, Ukraine, Russia? From the United States of America's perspective, who's in charge? It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. So who's running this right now? Who's running this? Who's running this with a potential escalation right now? Who's running this with Vladimir Putin saying we better not see Western weapons or American weapons used or there will be a significant escalation? I mean, that's right at us, folks. So who's representing the United States right now? You really think it's Joe Biden and Harris? Of course not. So who is it? Kind of an important question, don't you think?
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're joined now by Michael Yon, and a couple things, and I don't really care for him to expand on this, but I figure it's worth mentioning. I guess certain conservative media outlets and shows are no longer having formal contact or inviting him on. I don't understand why that is, even if I do have some differences in some of his political opinions and takes. He has imperative information when it comes to the pipeline on illegal immigration. So I just don't get that. So I just wanted to be clear in case you saw some of that going on, and I don't really care if Michael expands on that or not, because I want him to talk about the illegal immigration pipeline that he's been covering boots on the ground for years now, probably been in over a dozen countries covering this story. I mean, multiple languages, multiple points in the forest. I mean, you name it, he's got his boots to the ground. And so, Michael, now that we see this Haitian migrant story blowing up in Ohio, the first question I want to ask you, which I don't understand why more people aren't asking this. I don't understand why there aren't hearings going on with this right now. Well, I do, I guess. The Republicans are cowards. How are they getting there? How are Haitians getting to Central Ohio?
Actually, Owen, thanks for having me on. This is a very good way to start my day. I'm actually in Bangkok. It's 5:07 in the morning. So I'm going to have a lot going on today because it's happening here too, by the way, but on a smaller scale so far. But let me talk about the Haitians. After I got out of the Army, I went back to Florida, where I'm from, and two of my friends that I knew many years were then working for the Polk County Sheriff's Office. I'm from Polk County, Florida, Winter Haven, Florida. And both of them told me stories constantly about Haitians. We're talking late 80s, right? And so they were constantly telling me about voodoo, rolling the bones, and for, you know, and actually we still joke about rolling the bones together as you know, when it's like the voodoo stuff they would do in the jail, like take chicken bones and roll them for whatever voodoo practice they're doing. But anyway, the bottom line is that the Haitians would just do amazing amounts of violence in the jail, and they were constantly in the jail for violence, right? And so that was in the late 80s. That's always been in my mind because they, and I was just talking with one of them yesterday about it after all these years. Anyway, fast forward here. I'm down in the Darien Gap after Biden was installed. I was down there with Chuck Colton and Misako Ganaha, and we saw a lot of Haitians coming through. At that time, it was mostly Haitians and Cubans, right? At that time. That would have been right after Biden was installed. And everybody down in Colombia, where we were in Colombia as well. We were in Panama, Mexico, Texas. Everybody was talking about how violent the Haitians are, including the Kuna Indians and the Imbara Indians out in the Darien Gap. Nobody wanted the Haitians around. And in fact, one of the Border Patrol told me about how they destroyed one of their buses, hijacked one of our buses. And then I was talking with an airline pilot, but sort of one of the commercial pilots who flies and repatriates people, right? This would have been about 3 years ago in McAllen. I saw where they landed at the private part of the airport there at McAllen Airport, and I was in there in the in the local part of the airport, and then I found out where the pilots stayed, what hotel they stayed in. So I checked into the hotel. So I stayed in that hotel for, I don't know, 10 days, 2 weeks, so I could talk with the pilots, right? And so I talked with the pilots quite a lot in the crew, and they told us about the violence. For instance, one time they were taking some Haitians back to Haiti, and they destroyed the aircraft. He showed me some photos. He wouldn't give them to me, but I mean, they like ripped the seats out of the floor of the aircraft. And I don't know how you rip the seats out of the floor of an airline. It must've been, you know, they were trying to get through the plastic part of the window to, you know, get through a window and that sort of thing. I mean, he showed me photos. He wouldn't give me the photos, and he wouldn't let me videotape the photos other than just a couple glimpses I got. But the bottom line is, Haitians, right? Now, how do they get there? In the past, many of the Haitians, about 3 years ago, they were three, four years ago, they were mostly coming through places like Chile first, because there's many Haitians that were in Chile and they'd been there for years because of the previous earthquake and that sort of thing. So many of them had Chilean IDs, right? And had been there for quite a long time, and they had jobs there and that sort of thing. They had no reason to go to the United States because Chile's a nice place. Others started coming through when they realized they could get to the United States. They were being aided to go through by the United Nations, IOM, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And I physically saw this with HIAS, by the way. Every time I mention HIAS, people go, oh, you're anti-Semitic. And I'm like, well, just stop giving them money. You know, in HIAS.org, it's got a whole big list of major donors. So anyway, Catholic Charities helps up in the Mexico and Texas area, but not down in the Darien Gap. It's mostly United Nations, UNHCR, all the United Nations, ecosystem there. About more than 60 NGOs, IGOs are down there in the City of Knowledge in Panama City, Ciudad de Saber, right across from the Miraflores locks at the Panama Canal, right? I've spent, I don't know, months there. So I'm there all the time. And so what I'm getting to is there's an entire ecosystem of NGOs there. And there's a similar one over in Philippines for this theater of operations. I'm in Asia now. And but the main headquarters for all those guys is at the City of Knowledge in Panama City, Panama. Why is it there? That used to be the U.S. Army South headquarters. For the veterans who are watching this, it was Fort Clayton. So your old headquarters that we were in, guarding, I wasn't there. I mean, I wasn't there as a soldier, but I mean, it was Fort Clayton. It was the U.S. Army South headquarters right across from the Miraflores locks. Out my hotel window, there's a Holiday Inn there right next to the IOM, like 5 minutes walk from the IOM, who is the main invasion sort of NGO. It's all right across in the Panama Canal. I watch ships going back and forth, right? So these are the guys. So how do Haitians get there? Haitians were facilitated by IOM, the UN, HIAS, and UNHCR, the whole who's who in the zoo, right? Now, eventually, there's still Haitians that come through. I see Haitians every day, but eventually Nicaragua made it easier for them because Nicaragua doesn't like us. And so they let a lot of the Cubans and Haitians go directly to Nicaragua now. So a lot of the Haitians, I don't see quite as many Cubans. I see far fewer Cubans coming through the Darien Gap now. Again, it used to be Cubans and Haitians, right? It used to be, those were the, I mean, there was a lot more other people coming through, but the number one and two groups were Cubans and Haitians, and they would kind of vacillate back and forth. And there was a little bit of ant trail of Chinese coming through at that time. At that time, it was like, two Chinese a day, zero today, four today. That's because I got a lot of the records, right? So I knew how many were actually coming through. So the bottom line is, I started talking with the Chinese, and I realized that's why I started saying China, this will end up being a major Chinese invasion route, because it was obvious based on stuff I picked up down there. And now it's a major Chinese invasion route. But the Haitians now have been flooded through. And by the way, we went over to Bahamas recently, went over there again with Masako Ganaha and Ann Vandersteel. Why did we go to Bahamas? Because Bahamas is that other border that a lot of people don't realize. So, and there's a huge Chinese port right off the Florida coast in the Bahamas. Anybody that's been to the Bahamas knows how close that is to Florida. A lot of Haitians come through there, right? So we went there, talked with key people, and you know, Haitians come up on the beaches of Florida all the time. And I mean, they come everywhere from Key West to Fort Lauderdale and that sort of thing, and do their thing. So the Haitians are getting in many ways. They get flown in by our government, even though some have been flown out at times. But mostly, I mean, I don't know what the actual ratio is, but let's just say for argument's sake, 99 to 1, you know, 99 get in and 1 gets sent back. It can't be that large of a number. But the numbers of people coming in is tremendous. And again, a lot of them are flown in by the government, and they're flown, as you already know that, Owen. You've been down on the border. I mean, I'm telling you a lot of things you already know, but I know the audience doesn't know.
That's what I was trying to get to, because, you know, I've obviously been to the southern border, but you've actually been to the other countries that are essentially border countries now. They're not, but they are because of this practice. And that's the obvious question. I mean, Haiti is not a landlocked country. So somebody's finding ways to get them off of their non-landlocked country and into ours. I assumed it was, you know, a flight would be the main way. Who's facilitating these flights?
Oh, actually, you know, I went down to Dominican Republic, which is on the same island as Haiti, and was there for a better part of a week with Chuck Holton, the same fellow I went to Colombia and Panama with and many other countries. And so we went there to the Dominican Republic, and we went to a Haitian church and sort of hired a preacher, I guess you could call it, and he was Haitian. And so actually I got my haircut by some a Haitian guy on a stool in a little village there in the Dominican Republic. Anyway, the Dominican Republic government kicked out. How many did they kick out? Was it 160 something thousand? I'm sorry, my memory's wrong on the numbers, but it was a lot. They kicked out a huge amount of Haitians. So when you're driving from Dominican Republic over to Haiti, you go through a lot of checkpoints. And we were with this Haitian preacher.
Well,
by the Dominican
Republic, they don't want the Haitians in there.
No. And so we went to the border, right? We went to the Dominican Republic, Haiti border. And it felt quite dangerous. I mean, cause we were a lot of Haitians there, and they have a wall there actually. I mean, it's a wall that would keep, you know, a dog out, you know, it's put it like this. It's not Trump's border wall.
Well, it's crazy. It's this fence line. And I don't know if you've ever seen the image, but the fence line or the wall line between Haiti and Dominican Republic, it's insane. I mean, you'd think that Haiti's like a cursed land or something. It's green on the Dominican side, and then it's like dead and brown on the Haitian side.
Right. That's right. I mean, because they've chopped down every tree. They've chopped down. Look at Google Earth, and you can see where the satellite photography, where the rivers, because there's no trees, they just dump that mud into the sea. And the photos from the satellite photos, you can just see the sea is just filled with mud that used to be up, you know, growing corn up on the mountainside or whatever. And so, yeah, but, you know, the wall is not very serious between Dominican Republic and Haiti. However, there are men there with M16s. And we talked with some of them. And I think they said they fired like 5 bullets a year or something. But in any case, they're there with rifles. And that's what really keeps the Haitians out is the Dominican Army.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's military, yeah, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, they were army, no. and they had old M16s and that sort of thing. They're taught by our special forces. Yep,
that's ironic. It's, you know, that's where our military belongs, is at our southern border. So it sounds like, though, because this is why I think the Haitian story is beyond just them getting dumped into Middle America. It exposes how there's an entire system that brings them here. I mean, this is not a cheap system. This is expensive. This is well-organized, well-maintained machine, well-oiled machine to facilitate Haitians. Because, I mean, it's not like the Haitian in the middle of the forest wakes up one day and thinks, I'm gonna go to America. So, I mean, there is an agenda to bring them here. There's a journey to bring them off of the godforsaken island and into Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, and there'll be nothing but violence. Again, I want to reiterate, when I was in Colombia and Panama and various other countries like Guatemala and Mexico, every single country is like, we don't want any more Haitians here. They don't want any Haitians. I mean, they're fine with a lot of other people that don't give them any trouble, but specifically, they point to Haitians. They're not pointing to black people. They're pointing to Haitians, right? They're not pointing to Nigerians and all that. They're pointing to Haitians. They cause a lot of problems. I've been warning about it since forever. And of course, they're like, oh, you're a racist. You know how this goes. I don't need to go into that. The clowns will say these things, and now they're getting raped and killed. So, I mean, the bottom line is that some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. We've had these people, you know, filling up our aquarium with violent fish that are going to eat a lot of people, literally eat a lot of people. And I mean, literally eat a lot of people. There's a lot of cannibalism still in Haiti. I mean, that's pretty well known, and nothing's changed. And now we have them out eating. You know, years ago, I published numerous times, and I said on a lot of interviews, as you know, I've said it before, I've spent most of my life downrange in about 100 countries, right? Many of the sort of countries they came from. So I published years ago when Europe started to get invaded that they will eat your ducks and they will eat your, they'll eat your geese, your ducks, your pigeons, your sparrows. They will eat your dogs and your cats, and they will eat you, literally, not just Haitians, but a lot of these people coming in. And of course, that freaked a lot of people out. And I'm just like, write it down, whatever, put it. It will happen. I'm telling you, I live in these countries, in a lot of these countries. I spend years in them. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when and how severe is it going to be. It's going to be, you know, when I was in Colombia, a Haitian actually threatened me with a machete. I mean, he could have actually chopped me up. And that's a, there are quite a few knife cultures, as you know, and there's also quite a few machete cultures. There are actual machete cultures where, you know, you go down to some of the parts of Central America or Colombia, it's famous for getting people chopped up. Look what happened between the Hutus and the Tutsis. You know, a bunch of container loads full of machetes were handed out there in Rwanda. And the next thing you know, you got arms and legs all over the place and a huge death toll, genocide from machetes. It wasn't really from firearms. It was machetes. And I keep warning people about this, like Ireland. You know, I was over in Ireland a couple of years ago. I get daily briefings from Ireland now. I mean, it's just a matter of time until Ireland gets genocide, in my opinion, in my very informed opinion. I think it's just a matter of time until you see mass murder and genocide in Ireland. And keep in mind, the Irish people are the indigenous people. There were no Indians there before the Irish. It was the Irish, right?
Well, so you've got an interesting situation in Ireland now. Conor McGregor running for president. I mean, that would change the culture significantly, and I don't think he would be afraid of political correctness. He never has been before in his life. So let me kind of draw back for a second here and look at the larger issue, because to me, with what's going on in Springfield, for a lot of Americans, this is the first time it's kind of humanized the issue or brought the issue home or made people realize what's really going on. We've had 15 to 20 million illegal immigrant, illegal alien border crossings, criminal border crossings in this country under the Biden-Harris administration. I mean, that's not just a headline. And this is how I try to bring it home. This is the largest invasion in the history of the world. That's what it is. This is the largest invasion in the history of the world happening at our southern border. So what's next? You wrote the books. You predicted. What's next if we don't get 15, 20, 30 million illegal immigrants deported out of this country? What happens next, Michael Yon?
Oh, they're breeding right now. I mean, you know, I mean, they're multiplying. And these are people that can't read in any language and have no interest in reading. They're of no use in the United States. They should not be in our aquarium. They should not be in Europe. They shouldn't be in Japan, believe it or not. Japan actually has let some in, and with predictable results, of course. And, you know, Japanese have started to face the violence as well. But it's going to be war. I mean, that's why I returned to the United States of August 2020. I published 1,000 times since then, you know, that in 1,000 interviews, we're going into civil war, and not just civil war. There's, you know, civil war is just one sort of war that we're clearly going into. This is an invasion as well. You know, I keep hearing journalists, quote unquote, saying, you know, illegal immigrants and border crisis. There is no border crisis. We do not have a border. There's no border and there's no crisis. This is a war. This is straight up war. And there's no illegal immigrants. This is an invasion, right? Most of these people are coming from Like a lot of the people coming in, they're not all Haitians, of course. The Chinese are going up to Maine and they're buying farmland and growing dope. And they're doing the same in Oregon and Washington State and Oklahoma. And so all these different ecosystems are coming in. The Iranians I talk with every day, I'm down there, Indians, Nepali, about 150 countries, right? And so this is a multiplayer game. Some of them are clearly here to do war, including the Chinese. I'm telling you, the Chinese Communist Party, I've been in every country in Central America. I am telling you, they are taking it over. I think it's a matter of time. I haven't seen anybody write this, but I think Colombia eventually will make a claim on Panama and say Panama's ours. I think Colombia is going to do that based on various things. And I think China will be behind them because China wants the Panama Canal. And I think at this rate, China will get the Panama Canal, which is like this artery. You know, I was talking with Mike Flynn about that, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And he's like, a lot of Americans don't realize how important the Panama Canal is.
Well, they don't know basic geography.
And not only that, it's also a major invasion route because they're building a road down to Colombia. I used to go down.
When America lost control of the Panama Canal, you know, some people celebrated it. And whatever, there can be a debate there. But wasn't there a proposal for another canal to be built that would rival that?
Oh, those were before. Actually, there's a great book called The Path Between the Seas. I highly suggest that book to anybody that wants to know about the Panama Canal, and it's very helpful. And actually, that could inform you a little bit on why I think Colombia will make a go for Panama. But yeah, they looked at Colombia, they looked at Nicaragua, they looked at Mexico. Actually, there was a big information war a bit against putting it in Mexico. They had postage stamps made. We're talking early 1900s, because the Panama Canal opened in 1914, right? And so there was a big campaign on where to make the canal. Should it go through Lake Nicaragua and Nicaragua, and you know, and through that giant freshwater lake, which I've actually been out on that lake. And then there was other people that wanted in Panama. So they actually made postage stamps saying, you know, look at all these volcanoes. There's huge amounts of massive volcanic eruptions. And anyway, not to go into that. It's an interesting story. But yes, and one of the reasons I'm here in Thailand right now, and this is a little side note, but I'll only spend like, you know, a minute on it. But there's something here called the Kra Isthmus. About 10 years ago, you know, I spent years in Thailand. I spent 18, 19 years in Asia, all over Asia, right? And so, but there's this one strategic neck down here in Thailand called the Kra Isthmus, K-R-A Isthmus. And the Chinese are building a railway now. It's already come through Laos, and it's they're already putting thousands of Thai companies out of business, and they're going to build that railway right through here, Bangkok, where I'm at now, down to the Kra Isthmus, and they're going to have a railway that goes between the Gulf of Thailand and the Andaman Sea. This is really important. Thailand
that's
is very
part of their project. Aren't they trying to build like the new one-way railroad across all of Asia?
They already did. I mean, that's why I go to Netherlands so much, because that railway goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders to Rotterdam Harbor. That's the biggest harbor in Europe. That's like, I mean, and it's at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi of Europe.
Hey, look, I mean, this is the problem. I'm not against the Chinese trying to be pro-China. Our leaders hate us. Our leaders are pro-China. Our potential vice president, Tim Walz, is sold out by China. The current president is bought and paid for by China.
Yep. And I could go on for hours about that. And you can get on a train now in Thailand and go to Netherlands or China. You'll have to go through China. But
hey,
I mean,
good for China.
The thing is,
you know, the Chinese leadership actually cares about China and wants China to do great. Our leadership sells us out and opens the border and gets themselves rich off insider trading and the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Michael, I'm going to take a quick break. I just want, when we come back, just let people know where they can follow your work and just kind of a closing statement. We'll be right back with Michael Yon. Here's an idea. Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, why don't you call for Michael Yon to testify on what's going on in the Darien Gap? That is, if you're not deaf.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the alexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air, and these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, .999 pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
I wanted to let Michael Yon make a closing statement and let you know where you can follow his work. And again, I mean, you can look at people who talk about the illegal immigration and the pipeline. I'm not sure there's anybody with the extensive knowledge of it that Michael Yon has. I mean, that's just the truth. Again, he's been to dozens of countries, written books. He speaks to people all over the world about this, so he knows what's up. So, Michael, just make a closing statement on this. Let people know where they can follow your work.
Well, we're going into a war. That's very obvious, and it's going to be quite severe. Everybody watching this, all of our family trees have been through a lot of wars and a lot of famines and a lot of pandemic and authoritarians. Everybody watching this, we came from family trees that came from tyranny. Some have been in it themselves. So we're about to go through it again. So be ready for it. And just because we're going into war doesn't mean you're going to die. But it's time to get very serious, right? You can find me on X. I'm on there every day. So it's Michael_Yan. My last name is Yan, Yankee Oscar November. And I am on Substack. So thank you very much. I hope everybody is doing well there in Texas. And I'll come back and see you.
Appreciate that. Now go get a Thailand espresso. Thank you, Michael Yan. All right. Again, folks, I'm just telling you, the extensive knowledge when it comes to the illegal immigrant pipeline, not sure it exists in a better fashion than what Michael Yan knows and has covered. All right. Now, I got a lot of other stuff I got to get to here. So let's start digging into this. I got a couple more calls that we're going to try to squeeze into because people have been waiting. But remember, folks, if you like this show, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like Harrison Smith in the Morning, if you like all of our special reports and everything else, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what pays our bills. That's what keeps the great crew employed. InfoWarsStore.com. We sell great supplements. By the way, the entire InfoWars MD supplement line, 25% off. Nothing like a good night's sleep. So I suggest good night's sleep from InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars MD product line. You need to get a good night's sleep. It prepares you for the day. You're always more productive when you get a good night's sleep. And so nobody likes being restless at night. Nobody likes being tired the next day. Good night's sleep, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot recommend it enough. And that entire InfoWars MD line is 25% off. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your continued support. All right, let's just start laying it down here. Senator Blumenthal, part of the investigation into Trump's assassination committee, had this to say to the media earlier today, clip one.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled?
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or it should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure, and responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
So there you go. Now, again, he didn't say exactly what they now know, but okay. Well, it gets even worse then somehow. It gets even worse. And I'm guessing we'll have that hearing during this session. That'd be my guess. All right. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance teaching a lesson on how to school a CNN hit piece in clip 20.
I would say is he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
I saw you say
Smackdown live on CNN. Right there it is. Now, here's the great Alex Stringer trolling Nancy Pelosi in epic fashion. This is about as good as it gets, but who wouldn't want who would not want a stock tip from Nancy Pelosi with her insider training? Clip 19.
For Donald Trump to actually spend the rest of his life in prison, that's the only hope for democracy.
Win the election.
We do. Well, Nancy, listen. Last question. What stocks should I buy? Nancy, you're the greatest options trader of all time. I just want to know what stocks I should buy. But I just want to know, like, if income inequality is your biggest concern.
Now, even her bodyguards are laughing now.
Institution of white supremacy and racism. I don't understand why they're even here at all. They should be defunded. I just want to know. She makes six figures a year in Congress and has a $100 million net worth. Don't y'all want to know what stocks she should buy? Come on.
No way.
The Pelosi supporters get upset.
I want to close the wealth gap. What's the problem?
No way.
I just want to close the wealth gap.
I would like to know what Nancy Pelosi's next trade would be. You could just bet the house on it and double your money. Not the liberals, though. They love it. They don't want to know. They want her to keep getting richer. All right. By the way, you know, Trump is inviting all these podcasters and influencers, if you will, to Mar-a-Lago. He invited a Puerto Rican rapper who brought him a gift here. If you go ahead and show me clip 15, he brought him a gift. Tell me, does this look familiar to anybody? Guys, go ahead.
Well, that's a serious looking vehicle.
That is a serious looking
here from Puerto Rico.
Vehicle. Now, I have to say, it appears to be the exact same vehicle that the InfoWars truck is, but ours has a PA system and a turret. So Trump's armored truck is pretty cool, but ours is just a little bit cooler. Just a little bit cooler. But they could install the turret and the PA system and then take Trump to his next rally in the armored truck. I mean, that might be what he has to do. You know, the reason we got that is because we would go out to events and get assaulted. In fact, the first time we took it out, Democrats literally tried to bash in the windows. They started picking up street signs and cones and rocks and tried to bash in the window. So, yeah, you go around Democrats, you need an armored truck. These people are freaks.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. chocolate, of course. Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage Bullet Resistant Backpack, that is so amazing, heavy duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not. It's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S. It's a satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Truck. They're very nice people. Not deranged and violent at all. Wait. Tim Walz said what about Kamala Harris?
Started, and I love this story as a young prosecutor.
What? Oh.
Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Because this started, and I love this story as a young prosecutor.
Hey, hold on a second. Wait. Tim. How did Kamala Harris get started in politics again?
Because this started, and I love this story, as a young prosecutor.
Oh, wow.
Kamala Harris talked about going in that courtroom for the first time.
As a prostitutor? Wow. Okay. His words, Kamala Harris, as a young prostitute,
Mm-hmm. By the way, Melania Trump, to follow up on that Blumenthal clip, she's demanding more answers about what happened on the assassination attempt. She thinks that there were other factors at play as well. She said that in a video. But I'll tell you what, let's take a couple calls here. They've been waiting before we sign off for the week. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Walsh was probably one of our clients.
Maybe. I'm not sure if he's into women, though, but that's a different story.
Hey, we love you. My wife, Kim, and I, we love you. She listens to you every day. We're both J-Sixers, man. We call down to the prison when you're in there. I actually called down there and tried to raise some hell.
I'm sure they were big fans of you.
Well, they were pissed off. I pissed some guard off, so I hope I didn't make it harder for you. But I was just so pissed off. So,
well, most of the guards liked me or didn't even know who I was. And then after all the kerfuffle, went and looked me up. And then the next day, they'd be like, "Hey, man, I looked up your stuff. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, you're right about that." So, I mean, but yeah, there were a couple haters for sure that wanted to give me a hard time. There's a lot of stories about that. But anyway, what'd you call in about?
You're the man. I was just going to say, so this whatever from Springfield, this little wiener comes on TV. "Hey, everybody, nothing happened. You're all a bunch of idiots." Like, that guy, his ilk, isn't that treason if he's being paid?
Wait, I'm sorry. What is it now?
The city manager in Springfield, that he came on, he basically came up with a really stupid public statement.
About that public statement, though? I mean, I wouldn't just go throwing around these claims and saying he's guilty of this or guilty of that. I don't think he knows what's going on. I my guess is somebody called him and kind of set him up, and all he said was, "Well, I haven't seen the evidence." So, I mean, you know. I think he was basically used by the media here, is my guess. But he hasn't come out and offered an apology, so who knows?
Well, I wasn't accusing specifically. I was just saying, I was asking a question of all these public officials, these local people. My thing is if we find out that a lot of them are on the take, that's going to upset civil disorder even further. That was going to be my point.
Well, they're all on the take.
Like, if it's truly...
It's just right. Okay... What are you saying? Like, does the city manager own an apartment building or some houses, and now he's getting paid by the government to bring him in? I mean, that now you're talking about criminal activity.
Right. Like, he's taking money to keep his mouth shut. The feds are shipping all these illegals in, and really, really horrible things happen, like in Springfield. Like,
so, sure.
Really,
yeah. And that's why we need to have a hearing, and that's why there needs to be investigations. But the truth is, the entire illegal immigrant pipeline boondoggle is a money grab. I mean, so they're all committing crimes. Everybody involved in this invasion is committing a crime. But again, we pick and choose when the law gets applied, when it doesn't. We pick and choose who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. And so that's why this stuff goes on. And the spineless coward Republicans do nothing about it. And so that's what you got, Chris. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen. Yeah, you know, people remember first and last. Like, you know, people will remember how a movie ends. Well, I got your next dead cat story. If you watched all of the Trump presentation from Rancho Palos Verdes today, at the end he took a bunch of press questions. And when he did, the very last one he took, the lady set him up and he told a story. I'd only heard him tell it once before. And I, you know, I'm here in California. I knew this for decades. Everyone does. It lives in here. But he's talking about how they deliberately have a valve where they take all the fresh water, the snow melting from Canada, all this water, fresh water comes down every year. They deliberately, in central California, they divert it straight into the Pacific Ocean. They just take all that fresh water that the desert Southwest needs, and they deliberately divert it into the Pacific Ocean.
Is that some environmental BS, or what is it?
Well, the excuse and he mentioned it by name. The excuse they've always used is there's a little fish, and it's about the size of a sardine, and you can fit it in the palm of your hand. It's called the smelt, the Delta smelt, and they say that's the reason why. But for decades, they've been trying to, and he even said they're seeding the streams with these things, trying to pretend that they're saving them. They're not doing well. They're not going to save them. But here in this world of cause and effect, the water doesn't get to the South Desert Southwest where it really is needed. And you're just in L.A. County, you got 10 million people, and listen to this.
Yeah, they shut your water off.
And they're doing it for power. They're doing it on purpose to make the farmers pay more and all this stuff. And the proof is it's so bad, the water doesn't even make it to the Mexican border. And they recently, months ago, shut off one of the pumping stations for their sewage. And as a result, it's backed up onto our American side of the border. And it's so bad in San Diego and these areas, they have poisonous hydrogen cyanide gas that's escaping from all this poop. And they've had to make it to where all these schools, they can't let the children go outside. There's no outside sports. And all the people are walking around with, like, these painter's masks, like the big cones on both sides of your face.
Jeez.
And it looks like a hazmat scene for
But how's the special fish doing? But how's the special tiny fish?
Like Trump said, he's not going to make it.
So we do all that. We destroy ourselves for the tiny fish, and the tiny fish doesn't even make it.
It was never about the fish. That was the lie.
Of course not. That's the joke, though.
It's the same thing as the cat, though. People just didn't know that for all these decades, they've been getting away with just diverting the water into the ocean. And he's saying, hey, I'm going to turn that around.
I'm glad you called in on that. I haven't heard many people bring that up. And so I'm glad that you did call in on that. I wonder if more people will focus on that, but Cruz pulling up some other stories about that anyway. But that's what they do. These sick freaks, man. It is all about power. It's all about control, and they find all the different excuses to get it. They try to make you feel bad. Oh, the smelt fish. Look at this tiny special fish. And it's really just about a power grab. I mean, these sick liberal Democrat freaks. And again, even that is just a mask they wear. They're not liberal. They're not Democrats. They're criminals. Okay? They're political criminals. They're going to shut off your water so that you have to pay more for it because they're criminals. All right. We are out of time for this week. Speaking of movies, that movie that's you're probably going to be hearing a lot about soon, Am I Racist? Has just come out, and this is not a promo for it. I'm probably not going to go see it, but I had some friends that went and saw it, and they said that the whole theater was laughing the entire time, and it's actually a mixed-race couple that went and saw it, and the conclusion to be reached by this movie is that if there's really any cultural racism or systemic racism in the United States of America, it's actually against white people. Uh-oh, look out. So it's pretty funny how that gets exposed in an ironic twist of fate. But we already knew that, didn't we? We already knew that. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this week. Remember, folks, get your entries to the raffle at alexjonesstore.com. We will be live at band.video. Alex will be live this weekend. Stay tuned to Infowars.com for updates. Big ups to the crew this week. Big ups to the audience this week. And I will see you next week. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features. And then it's all upgraded. I try to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge Turbo Diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you can enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the Infowars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.